to that meeting, saying to myself, "Here I am, a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, a fellow of the International College of Surgeons, a diplomate of one of the great specialty boards in these United States, a member of the American Psychiatric Society, and I have to go to the butcher, the baker, and the carpenter to help make a man out of me." Something else happened to me. This was such a new thought that I got all sorts of books on higher powers, and I put a Bible by my bedside, and I put a Bible in my car. It is still there. And I put a Bible in my locker at the hospital, and I put a Bible in my desk, and I put a big book by my nightstand, and I put a 12 steps and 12 traditions in my locker at the hospital. And I got books by Emmett Fox, and I got books by God knows who, and I got to reading all these things. And the first thing you know, I was lifted right out of the AA group, and I floated higher and higher and even higher until I was way up on a pink cloud, which is known as Pink Seven, and I felt miserable again. So I thought to myself, I might just as well be drunk as feel like this. I went to Clark, the community butcher, and I said, "Clark, what is the matter with me? I don't feel right. I've been on this program for 3 months, and I feel terrible." And he said, "Earl, why don't you come on over and let me talk to you for a minute?" So he got me a cup of coffee and a piece of cake and sat me down and said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with you. You've been sober for 3 months, been working hard. You've been doing all right." But then he said, "Let me say something to you. We have here in this community an organization that helps people.